News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by True Blue Financial. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Democrats in the U.S. Senate are calling on their Republican colleagues to let the facts come out and hold off judgments regarding the impeachment inquiry into President Trump by the U.S. House. At the Capitol, Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan says the administration needs to be upfront with what happened regarding Ukraine.
We know we have a responsibility to investigate, to hold this White House accountable, but we also are committed to legislating and solving problems.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says they're not going to take sides about the ultimate results of the trial until they get the facts and the trial occurs in the Senate. The United Auto Workers Union's top bargainer with General Motors says a tentative deal with the company will bring major gains to workers. The union vice president said in a statement bargainers wanted to get a strong and fair contract for the 49,000 members who have been on strike for a month. Details on the agreement have not been released, but it will include a mix of lump sum and annual pay raises, no change in health care, and product guarantees for many U.S. factories. Automakers could see new regulations requiring passive alcohol detection systems in all vehicles by 2024. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says the support is there for the technology that could keep drunk drivers off the road.
By having this bill introduced in the Senate, we've now got the two companion bills. We've got the Commerce Committees committed to doing it. I'm not going to stop till we get it done. And I'm bound to determine we're going to get it done this Congress.
An estimate by Mothers Against Drunk Driving is that as many as 77,000 lives could be saved every year if the technology is required. Dingell introduced bills in the U.S. House after a suburban Detroit family was killed by a drunk driver returning home from vacation in Kentucky. Police and coverts are looking for two men who dropped off an Illinois man at South Haven's Hospital's emergency room last week. That man, 36-year-old Jason Piper of Brookfield, was pronounced dead at the hospital. His death is under investigation as a possible drug overdose, but autopsy results are still pending. Police have released surveillance photos from the entrance of the emergency department of the two men who brought in Piper October 12th at 6:30 p.m. They're not calling the men suspects and say they think the two might have information about what led to Piper's death. Police believe the man had been at a party in the Covert or South Haven area right before he was brought to the hospital. A rash of thefts from vehicles is under investigation by the Berrien County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Paul Bailey tells us they've happened all over the county, but neighborhoods in Royalton and St. Joseph townships have been hit especially hard. Bailey says the culprits have taken a variety of items from unlocked vehicles, and that's not all.
They've also started going into some garages where the service doors are left unlocked and getting into the cars that are left unlocked inside the garages.
Some vehicles have also been stolen.
Just in a couple of areas, we've had six cars stolen because they left their keys in the car, too, and they get up in the next morning and the car's gone, and we've recovered them locally or we've recovered them up in Kalamazoo or Grand Rapids.
Bailey says the best defense is to lock your vehicle and your garage. Also, don't leave your keys in the car. New landscaping is in the works for South Haven High School. South Haven Project Curb worked with the school district and DeBest Incorporated on the master plan, which came about from the mission of Project Curb to improve the aesthetics of school buildings. Suzanne Loafman is on the South Haven Project Curb Board of Directors and says there are 11 total projects in the works.
It includes sculptures and art and outdoor learning areas. The highlights really is a mini amphitheater is going to be put at Lisiac Auditorium entrance. It's going to feature a space for small music performances and will also be an area to display art.
Fundraising efforts are underway to raise the $50,000 to $60,000 for the entire project, but the immediate goal is to pull in about $15,000 for the work in the spring. South Haven Project Curb is a 501c3 nonprofit led by parents and others in the community, and last year it sponsored landscape projects at South Haven's Lincoln Elementary. Donations can be made online at shprojectcurb.org. Congressman Fred Upton's next Academy Day will be this Saturday at Western Michigan University. It's a day for those who are interested in seeking a nomination to a U.S. military academy to learn more about their institution of choice and seek information about applying. Upton says he holds the Academy Days as application deadlines approach.
I never want it to be said that someone is able to get an appointment because of political poll or whatever. I want to have folks that are qualified academically as well as physically, as the requirements are pretty rigorous. And this is an opportunity for families to bring their son or daughter on to meet graduates of those academies, actually some of the advisors.
Upton gets to nominate students for the U.S. Air Force Academy, West Point, the U.S. Naval Academy, and the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. The deadline for this year to apply is November 1st. Academy Day is this Saturday. at Western Michigan University's College of Health and Human Services Room 4010 from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. An effort to relieve medical debt for struggling residents of Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties is now underway thanks to Harbor Country Mission, Lake Street Community Church, and the ICANN Cafe. They announced at today's meeting of the Berrien County Board of Commissioners they've raised the $15,000 that will be the seed money for New York charity RIP Medical Debt to buy up debt from collectors for pennies on the dollar. Harbor Country Mission's David Hine.
Now that we've submitted our funding, they will come back and they will begin to negotiate and buy that medical debt.
Hine says the money announced today can go a long way.
The goal is $1.5 million. We're hoping to acquire that much debt in those tri-county areas.
On hand for today's meeting were family of Robert Clint, who was killed along with his wife, daughter, and brother-in-law in a crash in Buchanan in August. Hine says Robert worked with Harbor Country Mission and urged it to take on the medical debt program.
We had decided as a team, we're going to take this on. And then Bob was and his family was tragically killed in a drunk driving accident just days later. And in lieu of flowers, the family wanted the money to go to this project.
Most of the money announced today was collected through the Clint family. Hine says anyone who wants to help grow the medical debt initiative can contact Harbor Country Mission. The three partner organizations say once the debt is purchased, the debtors will receive a letter in the mail letting them know their debt has been forgiven. And 164 Michigan schools have been designated as heart-safe for the 2018-19 academic year. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson Lynn Sutphin tells us the heart-safe program was created 6 years ago to recognize schools that have met certain standards for being prepared to help someone experiencing sudden cardiac arrest.
Ensuring that people are trained on CPR, AED, how to do that, and to make sure that people are comfortable with it, you know, that's a big part of it, so we definitely make sure that that happens. Although it's not common, we do know that sudden cardiac death does claim the lives of more than 300 children and young adults each year.
HeartSafe schools must have AEDs on site that staff are trained to use. A total of 569 Michigan schools are now HeartSafe. New to the list this year is Berrien Reese's Blossomland Learning Center. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. President Trump celebrating the negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and the Kurds in northern Syria today. ABC's Andy Field is the latest from Washington.
The president speaking on his way to a rally in Texas saying he managed a ceasefire where no other president could.
The Kurds are very happy. Turkey is very happy. The United States is very happy. And you know what? Civilization is very happy.
The president not mentioning his decision to pull U.S. troops out of the region, which set off Turkey's invasion. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Should political interests help drive U.S. foreign policy? The White House today says, why not? ABC's Karen Travers has more.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the Trump administration withholding aid money to Ukraine and brushed off questions about whether it was appropriate for that decision to be made with politics in mind.
I have news for everybody. Get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy.
Mulvaney insisted that President Trump was not holding up money to Ukraine until that country investigated former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. But instead, the president was looking for Ukraine to investigate a debunked conspiracy theory that Ukraine, not Russia, interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Three House committees investigating impeachment have tentatively scheduled at least 8 closed-door interviews next week, including one with Bill Taylor, the current top official at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. That's according to one person familiar with the schedule who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the developing plans. However, it's unclear whether the witnesses will appear, given that the White House is opposing the inquiry. Did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi push President Trump's buttons, provoking what she described as a meltdown yesterday? During a weekly press conference, Pelosi described how the meeting devolved. Here's ABC's Jordan Phelps.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump grew angry when she questioned why he was withdrawing troops from northern Syria while at the same time sending additional troops to Saudi Arabia.
Really? We're putting our troops in harm's way for Saudi Arabia because they're paying? It just didn't add up. But what it did do was cause a meltdown on the part of the president.
President Trump disputes the Democrats' characterization of his behavior, with the president posting on Twitter that it was Nancy Pelosi who had the meltdown. Jordan Phelps, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
The European Parliament's chief Brexit official says the EU legislature will carefully examine any divorce deal for Britain before it gives its approval. He told the Associated Press that could well spill past the October 31st date that Britain is planning to leave the bloc on. He said EU lawmakers will only start their work once the UK Parliament has passed a fully binding Brexit deal. The UK Parliament meets on Saturday for a vote on the Brexit deal, but the outcome is uncertain. As the number of sick and dying increase from vaping, one company is making another change, reports ABC's Alex Stone.
Juul Labs, one of the biggest players in the vaping market, is announcing now it will no longer sell non-tobacco, non-menthol-based flavored vaping products in the U.S. That means mango, cream, fruit, and cucumber-flavored vaping products are being pulled. Already, Juul announced it was putting on hold all advertising in the U.S. and that it would no longer lobby lawmakers on topics involving vaping. Alex Stone, EBC News.
And an upcoming show on Netflix poses an interesting question. ABC's Jason Nathanson tells us what it is.
If you could clone yourself, what would you make your clone do? That's kind of the premise of the new Netflix series, Living With Yourself.
Now, there's two me's.
Starring Paul Rudd and Aisling Bea. And if Rudd had a clone, he'd put it to work while he hit the road.
I really think that traveling is the greatest thing that we can do. So the idea of just being able to be a bit of a nomad and not have those responsibilities that you would normally have because your clone is taking care of all of the, you know, ins and outs of the day.
Living With Yourself premieres on Netflix Friday morning. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by True Blue Financial.